Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are happy to be with you.
And we are so truly delighted that we are here. Let's just dive in. May. This is a big one, guys. We're going to be talking about the energy coming up for the month. We have lots of revelations and predictions. Now, this one is so big that this is actually a two-parter, and I'm not talking about next week's radio show. What I'm talking about is YouTube. If you are catching us in the archives, then our May video is already up. You need to go watch it. There's just too much to say in one show. And if you're catching us live, give us about 2 hours and it's going to be up at YouTube. So you can still catch that video today at YouTube. And if you're on our email list, hey, you'll get notification when it goes out. And if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you'll also get a notice. So, hey, subscribe, stay tuned. So much happening. Let's get into it.
Absolutely. Because we're at a wonderful moment. And this moment we call now.
Among other things.
And, you know, so often it's important to remember that what you put your gaze upon, where your attention is, will determine the quality of your experience.
Oh, I love that, Sri. You know, an oldie but goodie, right?
Absolutely.
We all talked about that. And remember, guys, you can join us live on the show. If you want to give us a call, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you get a busy signal, it means all of our lines are already full. But remember, you can listen to the show while you're holding. And as soon as we talk to somebody, that would be your chance to jump back in.
So the quality of your experience is indeed under your control. Now, many people say, oh, no, wait a minute. There's all this chaos in the world. There's all this stuff going on. Well, yeah, there's always stuff going on. However, you're always here, are you not?
Yes. And here we are in May. So you might be saying, what does that have to do with May predictions?
It has to do because May is an opportunity to deepen your understanding of your authentic self and your authentic presence. Unlike other times, we're truly entering a phase where the energies around us are supporting the recognition and the establishment of authenticity.
Now, let's talk about what that means. Let's just do a quick recap, okay? Coming out of April, what was the energy of April? It was engage, and it was very much about this beautiful retrograde. And remember that retrograde is now releasing. And that's really how we want to discuss it, because this one is releasing. And in the releasing, what's happening is that May 3rd, Mercury will officially go direct. Now, remember that May is the middle of a four-month period. April, May, June, and July have this overarching engage energy, and everything's engaging. We cannot choose what engages. However, in May, as we release the retrograde, the greatest gift May is offering to you right now, and we're going to talk a lot about it on the show because there's that much to share, is the opportunity to be one with your divine nature. Now, really take that in, because that's actually a two, isn't it? Because to be one with your divine nature is the complete sacred union of the body and the soul together. It's about being one with your divine nature. And we're going to talk more about this overarching energy of the two in just a moment.
Because the two is basically you and you in one way of looking at it. And to be one with your divine nature is to recognize when we have refracted, when we have separated from what is essential and true. Now, there's many ways to describe that. There's many people who have written about the nature of love, the nature of the spiritual journey. The key here that we want to bring forward is that the energies of this time, and specifically as we're winding down the retrograde, are going to give you the opportunity to be in a peaceful center beyond the polarity of the outer world.
Now, how amazing is that? Is that through this extreme polarity, you are being given the gift of discovering presence, right? That's one with your divine nature. And so there's really like polarity, there's presence, and as Sri just mentioned, they're propelling you into peace. Do you feel that? There is this absolute storm, guys. There is a storm. And remember, April, May, June, July are going to be this one period of energy. It's going to be the four by the four, which is going to bring us to August. And we have so much to share around all of us. So you want to stay with us, because to be one with your divine nature is the opportunity to be the ascension energy, to come forward, to be with it until it actually feels familiar. That's the gift that May is putting in front of you, an opportunity to absolutely own the truth of your divine life. Now, we live in that world of polarity, as Sri just mentioned. And guys, we would be really remiss if we did not encourage you to go revisit the polarity program that we have out there, the seven polarities, ascension and the seven polarities of free will. Go to selfascension.com, go to the home study program, and check out ascension and the seven polarities of free will. Because in the understanding of all these polarities, that's the number one energy that is going to give you the gift of being one with your divine nature in May.
So we're at this time on the planet where especially you can see it in so many different countries and political situations where there is a lot of finger pointing.
Oh, yeah. That's an understatement.
And one of the things we mentioned in the video that I want to bring up right now is that where there is fear, fear seeks an object. Fear seeks to latch on to something and say, that's it, that's the culprit.
Yeah.
Fear is basically the ultimate inauthentic energy.
Now, if you're saying, oh my God, but I've got some fear, relax, 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 relax. We're not saying that it's unhealthy or that there's something wrong with you if you have a little fear.
But as long as you use the fear to believe that there is an object or another person or a situation that is the cause of your fear, that is the problem, then it's taking you from your authenticity. But as we dive into our fear, we can use it to propel the inward journey and discover the source.
Because it brings us to the other energy of May. So we've already discussed that the greatest piece of May is this opportunity to be one with your divine nature, and that there is this polarity energy because we've entered the eye, or I should say we're entering the eye of the storm, right? Feel that swirling storm. So of course there may be a sense of fear. However, the gift of knowing and acknowledging the fear is that it brings forward the, I would say, I want to call it like the second half of the May energy, which is the choice of respond or react. Respond or react. So if you notice fear either with you, around you, or it's projected towards you, you are being given a wonderful opportunity to respond or react. And it brings up the other energy, which we love, is called love.
Absolutely. Love is the great unifier. You know, there's many people that say you can choose love or you can choose fear. Well, I don't quite see it that way. I see that love is.
Mm-hmm.
It just simply is. And that fear is actually the thing that people choose.
And fear, as you mentioned earlier, cannot exist unless it latches onto something else. There has to be an object for fear to exist.
And so as you look at what's going on in many places around the globe, is that the fear and the, remember, fear is a natural human emotion that's based upon a belief in separation, and then it goes to a fear of loss of control or loss of goodies, whatever those goodies are.
In every way.
And so lower levels of consciousness, that is the more coarser frequencies, are characterized by fragmentation, by having a singular point of view that moves things into opposition to say you're at fault or this is what's wrong, and that those frequencies create opposing forces and start fanning polarity.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. And this is why, my angels, it's really important to recognize that in this energy of May. I want to go back to this situation that Sri was just mentioning. Imagine we've all been on this beautiful ride, right? It's a beautiful cosmic ride. And we were flying through the cosmos and we saw this big polar storm in front of us and said, all right, everybody, hold on. And we're going in because the best way to get through a storm is not to be afraid of it. And there's always that calm place in the middle. So we've all been, you know, purveying the storm. Well, here's the gift of May, as I mentioned earlier, as Sri and I are talking about. Both May and June are the center peace-filled eye of the storm. It's the place where the polarity has propelled us to have our presence and peace reclaimed. And here we are in May, entering one side of the eye. Now, if we gaze all the way over at the other side, that's going to be the end of June. Remember, it's going to be all of May and all of June that we're in the eye, but we're transiting it. So this is why that number two means so much, because May itself is 2 months within 1 month. And we have a lot more to share about that.
And so just imagine for a moment that we're floating into the calm center of this chaotic storm. You can use this to deepen your conscious sense of who you really are, your authentic self. You can use it to deepen your capacity for divine trust and for true empowerment. Or if your attention, remember what we focus on determines our experience, if your attention moves to the outer edges of this storm where all the chaos and turbulence and darkness is, then that can engage you as well. So we have a wonderful opportunity where the greater weather pattern, so to speak,
great way to put it, Sri,
is inviting us to gather the lessons of the peaceful center. It's an opportunity. And it begins in May. It's your opportunity to tend to the garden of contentment.
Oh, in every single way. You want to be tending to that garden of contentment because remember, May is 2 months in one. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, early May, and there's actually some really strong energetic dates around this. So from right now, May 1 through right at May 13th, this is the first half of the month. Now, this first early part of May is about releasing. Remember, the retrograde is releasing your own sense of judgments, expectations, releasing any self-judgment, especially. Remember, we're going to call in that love and to revisit. But it's an energy that's inviting us to slow down, to really see more, get a wider view, not to allow stress to propel you. If you feel stress, if you feel anxiety, take a breath and slow down. This is the time to revisit January, February, March, April as a beautiful gift that has been showing you, directing you, guiding you. Celebrate. Take time to celebrate during this first part of May everything that has already come forward in your life, because so many beings are forgetting to celebrate in the face of the chaos, the polarity, and the fear. So you want to take time to celebrate. You want to revisit. You want to bring an introspective gift of everything. You know, remember, we entered a two-year cycle. You've rebooted. So maybe you need to revisit something and really be with it. Learn it this time. You know, call it in this time, or remember how beautiful it is or was or can be. This is the time in the first half of May to be engaging all of that blessing. And it's again between May 1 to May 13.
And so that first half of May is literally carrying with it the energy of the retrograde declining, and it's sort of like a slide into the center. And as you move into the center, then we have the opportunity for ever greater conscious responsiveness, to be responsive to our own inner self, to be responsive to our divine guidance, to be responsive to our dreams and visions, to really be in a place of saying, I am.
Yes.
I am.
The overarching presence.
I'm whole. I am complete. I am a creator. And to move forward with that level of love.
And to remember that this love affects all that you are. You know, the energy of chakras, the planetary chakras, the cosmic chakras, your chakras are both your body chakras and your ascended chakras are all being, I'm going to use the word influenced here, by the energy. However, you, my angel, are the greatest influencer. And this is why, with all of our heart, we really encourage you to take that left brain and bring it some peace and some presence through the polarity. Now, we're going to talk a lot more about that in the second half of the show. However, one of the things we want to remind you is that if you go to selfascension.com, click on classes, go to the home study, really explore ascension and the seven polarities of free will. Guys, this is not about a program, selling a program. It's $22. I mean, this is just about giving you a tool that will honestly, honestly help you, because this program has a absolute fully detailed chart that shows the seven polarities of free will, how they're affecting your chakras, and specifically for the years 2015 through 2022, with detailed information about every single year. And this is extremely valuable information for the seven-year ascension opening that we're in right now, especially because we're going back. This is a foundation for the times that we are in, and it's a valuable gift in this, especially in this early part of May, when it's about revisiting. And for those of you that have already taken Ascension, the seven polarities of free will, go do it again. You know, it's super easy. It's two audio files. It's two workbooks. It's also got a lot of information about the pyramid of spiritual awakening. The more your left brain understands the greater energies being presented, the easier it will be for you to love the fear, love yourself, love your life, and manifest your dreams. This is an important moment, and you are in control. This May is just so powerful because it's about your divine nature. And you know, Sri, speaking of the divine, we have all these people holding, and if you've been trying to call, yes, our lines have been full since I think pretty much we started the show. Remember,
that's about to change. It is.
And you can always send us an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com. But why don't we say hi to some of these beautiful callers, Sri?
Absolutely. We're going to begin at line three, and we'll say hello to Linda from North Carolina.
First-time caller. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you, and thank you both for your service to the planet and all of us.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Most welcome. I would ask for a message you might share with me for my highest good.
It is my honor, and it is our honor. Sri and I are both sitting here just sending you so much love and light. You know, Linda, it's really beautiful. The minute you started sharing, the minute you started speaking, I saw your hair. It's really interesting. These beautiful, crystalline curls almost. And it was like they started coming out of your crown chakra, and then they've just been growing to now it's like your hair almost touches the ground. And I'm looking at your fingers, and each one is wearing a beautiful different gemstone type ring, but your heart is emanating what looks like a unilateral cross with an emerald center, and it's beaming out. And all of the beings around you, and it's so many, I couldn't name them all, they all keep saying the same thing. You wear the robe of divinity, and you have the heart of the spiritual warrior prepared to move through all that comes for you. It is your time now to empower this goddess gift, to release all that has held you back, and to step fearlessly forward, because we are here. And they're saying to reach out your hands. And so I'm doing this with you right now. I'm reaching out my arms right in front of me. My palms are up. And they're saying, let us take your hands and guide you. And you will hear us. You will know us. And you will discover quickly how intunely, they're using the words like evolved, connected, you are. The door is open. And that's what they want you to hear, Linda. So I'm honored. Thank you, my love.
So be it. And thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste.
Oh, many blessings indeed. And, you know, I just love, as Kira was describing the illumination, the rings in her heart, I was just seeing this swirling presence of Christed energy.
Yeah.
And reminded that Christ is not a person. It's a state of being. It's a state of consciousness.
Well, and you know, I was enjoying that too, Sri, and the fact that here she was, our first caller today, and we're talking about the May energy, and she was really saying, here's a visual representation. And this is one of the things that Sri and I just love about you guys. You are the most amazing audience on the planet, and you're each one of you so selfless and so beautiful, because every one of our callers is always in many ways a surrogate for all of us.
Absolutely. And so we all grow and learn through this sharing.
Oh, it was such a perfect way to open up today. Why don't we say hi to another first-time caller?
We will. Let's go to line 4 and welcome Nia from Alabama.
Welcome to the show, Nia.
Hi.
Hi, Angel.
I'm so excited. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. We're happy to talk to you.
Oh, guys. Oh, I love you guys so much. I appreciate you so, so very much.
Mm. Thank you, my angel. How can we serve you?
I was just calling to get the mini read to see what you feel for me.
Oh, Nia, first and foremost, what I feel for you is just so much love. Wow. If it's safe for you to do so right now, I want you to put at least one hand on your heart, both if you can. If it's safe to close your eyes, please do that too. And if it's not, what's really beautiful is you and I are currently, the minute we connected, it was like you and I stepped into this beautiful cosmic portal, and you and I are currently standing in the center of what looks to be a round room in a crystalline temple, and it's lit by all of these beautiful white candles, and you're in the center, and I'm kind of hanging back here right now, and I'm hearing this beautiful chanting. It's like this beautiful harmonious chanting. And all of these beings are there, and they're all just looking at you, and some of them have tears of joy, and some of them are laughing, and some of them are just beaming smile, and others are just sitting there and meditating, and they're saying, do not ever forget that all is one and one is all. Ignite once more the unified presence of who you are, and all will manifest. And so it is. Go to this temple often, Nia. You know where this is. Go there again and let it shine. I love you, Angel. Many blessings.
I love you. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for giving us all that gift, Nia. Namaste. Ooh,
no,
wow.
Namaste.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's take a breath and enjoy our connection. Because each and every one of us is being given the gift of intimate presence.
Well, and I love that, you know, with this overarching energy in May. Now, of course, guys, remember, the energy of engage is April, May, June, July. But with this overarching energy about it being this one with our divine nature, every one of you is already saying yes, you know, regardless of what may be on the surface, regardless of what tries to be an illusion during the day, whatever's trying to take me away, I know that I am one with my divine nature. And we're going to be talking a whole lot more about that in the second half of the show and about the second half of May and so much more information. But, you know, Sri, we have so many people holding. Why don't we say hi to somebody else?
Absolutely. Let's head up to line 1 and we'll say hello to Tony from New York.
Namaste, Tony.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. How nice to speak with you. I'm looking for a mini soul reading and anything you have to share with me in the group.
Oh, you are such an angel. You are such an angel, Tony. And that's the first thing that I want to share is that, you know, each of you today has been such beautiful divine surrogates. Well, you show up and all the angels fly in, especially the archangels. And what's fascinating is that today, you yourself are dressed like an angel. I just see all this angel energy around you, and I'm watching these wings come out of you, and they're very, very powerful. And the 4 primary angels that you have brought forward today are Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Gabriel. And they're all looking at you, and they're saying, when you can unify this presence without doubt, the divine miracle you have been seeking to manifest will appear, and the life you know is yours will expand even more. And they're saying, you're already on the path. You're already doing it. It's about kind of anchoring in and really not letting anything stop you. And so remain committed, remain true, because there's a beautiful moment ahead of you in the second half of May that will kind of offer you even greater reassurance that indeed they've been hearing you. They just keep saying, we hear you, we hear you, we hear you. And so we love you, Tony. Thank you.
Oh, I love you, Kira. Thank you.
Namaste. Big hugs.
Namaste. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, once again, we are truly delighted to be able to connect with each and every one of you. And we've got more callers standing by. But for the moment, I just want to take a little review of a couple things that we've touched on.
I think it's really important. There's so much, guys. Remember that there's so much going on that you're going to want to also watch our YouTube video, which if you're catching us live right now, will be up in about 2 hours. The video's done. It's just uploading. And if you're catching us in the archives, it's already up. Go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube and make sure. This is a two-parter.
Absolutely. And so remember, we are all participating. It's like we're on a we all have our own little canoe, and we're in a convoy on this ocean.
Are we ever?
and that we could either cooperate or we could head off into the stormy seas. You know, life is filled with choices. It's filled with opportunities, and no matter what you choose, you always have the opportunity to self-correct.
Yes.
To choose anew. And that's one of the most essential things to remember, is that as you breathe deeply, as you put your hand on your heart, you can in that moment rediscover the grace of your divine guidance.
I love that, because that's a response versus a reaction.
Absolutely. To respond to guidance, to respond to your heart's wisdom, is the truth that will carry you through the illusion of the chaos that is bouncing around on the edges of the storm.
Well, and we know that it's bouncing, guys. So, you know, like we mentioned, we keep promising. We've got a lot to share in the second half of this storm, especially about what's coming up in the rest of this, you know, through August. But let's just recap one more time. Here we are in May. And May, as an independent month, and I'm really putting air quotes around that, is about oneness. It's about oneness with your divine nature. However, it's about finding that divine presence through the polarity. It's the recognition that the polarity has propelled us into the presence, and through the presence, we discover the peace. It's about being the ascended presence, not talking about it, not making a big fuss about it. It's about being it. It's about being with it so much that you become familiar with this ascended frequency. And this is going to be especially important in the second half of May, which we haven't talked a lot about yet. We've just been focusing on that first half. So remember, in that energy of the 4x4, April, we flew through one end of the storm. May, we're entering into that still center. And May and June, we'll stay in that center. And then we're going to come out into the other end of the storm, July, heading us into August. There's a lot going on, and it all gets easier when we can recognize the blessing of starting to love ourselves and really owning that.
To love yourself fully is the capacity to relax into the state of truth that is beyond your fears and preoccupations. And that relaxation into the state of truth is so important. We are being given an opportunity to prepare ourselves. This is the ultimate spiritual preparedness, to be able to consciously relax into the truth of our essential nature. Now, we have a lot more to share about that, but first, we're going to take a little break to get a cup of tea and listen to a message, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are truly delighted to be here now. And we're exploring the opportunity that is before us as we're emerging out of this retrograde into the opportunity to become ever more conscious of our essential presence, to discover the blessing of our essential presence. And that's truly what's coming up for us right now in May. You know, the spiritual journey, the conscious journey is ever present, ever there. You know, you can always be working with the issues that are before you. However, when we work in cooperation with the greater ocean of energy, we get more distance. We get more further along in our conscious journey. And that's why we share these energies with you, is to support the deepening. One of the things that I want to also share with you at this time is that the choice to be conscious in your own evolutionary process means getting involved. Now, whether you get involved through your own spiritual practices or whether you get involved with the ever-growing love of the community of self-ascension, the key is do take some steps. One of the steps we're taking at SriAndKiraRadio.com is to continually freshen our blog. If you go to SriAndKira Radio and you click on the blog menu, you're going to find that there is a short article on a spiritual topic and that lots of reader responses.
Okay, so we do this because what's so exciting is that we get to hear from you and you get to hear from us. You know, Sri responds to every single person, and you know, we want to give some shout outs to people that have been writing. Hi to Darren, our most recent poster, and there's so many other of you on there right now. But this is almost a three-parter, what's going on in May. You know, if it feels like there's a lot going on, there is, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So you've got today's radio show, you have got YouTube, and you've got the blog.
And one of the things about the blog is that you have the opportunity to be able to respond, to thoughtfully pen your questions or your comments, and to stay involved in the process of the expanding love.
And what a great way to bring that May energy of respond or react forward is to revisit, read, respond, connect. Remember, this is the month, angels, where it's about giving yourself the blessing of being one with your divine nature in all aspects of your life. We are revisiting that two-year window. It's like we're resetting the ascension clock from 2015 to 2022. It's a powerful, powerful moment. And this first half of May, May 1 to May 13, is that opportunity to introspect, revisit, slow down, because you're gonna see more. It's about diving into the bigger picture and allow your blessings, your dreams to manifest.
And so, beloved ones, we truly want to stand witness to your emergence, to your manifestation, as we witness our own, because we're in this together. Each and every one of us is co-creating this incredible reality, this incredible tapestry of conscious love. Love exists. I said earlier that I don't believe love is a choice, fear or love. Love exists. The choice is whether you're paying attention. The choice is whether you're willing to relax your fear and your preoccupations enough to allow for the recognition of the infinite capacity that is your nature.
Now, this is why we mentioned in the first half of the show about letting the left brain relax, right? Because the reality is, if fear is winning, then it's because we've made the choice to let it win. And so there are some left brain things you can do to put the left brain in the back seat and allow the love to come forward. For example, if one of your fears is over the geopolitical situation right now, you know, so many people are writing us, so many people are concerned. Remember, May and June are the center. They're a peace-filled center. So regardless of everything that's going to go on around you, this is actually the moment where you can gather all of your resources. So why not get prepared? Because we know we're going to leave this center in early July, and we know that in August it's going to be the energy of the 4x4.
And so preparedness happens on many levels. At the most fundamental level, preparedness means simple steps like having some food in your pantry, having some water, some things that you might need if indeed the electricity was out or there was a physical storm or event that interrupted flow. There's no need to move into fear if we bring a little intelligent preparedness to bear. Now, that's the most fundamental level. The steps that you would take physically to prepare if there were an outage of some sort. The other thing to do is to also be prepared at the emotional and the spiritual level. Now, that involves journaling. That involves forgiveness. That involves spiritual practice that cultivates peaceful presence.
How about the mantra of self-ascension? Something as simple, free, and easy as I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. The mantra of self-ascension will bring you back into a love space and invoke trust. Because remember, the divine archangelic realm has said to us more than once that when we can reconcile within ourselves that trust and love are the same energy, we are able to don the wings of the angel and fly free. And May is giving us the opportunity to do just that. Now, I want to go back to something Sri mentioned earlier about some preparedness issues. For example, basic preparedness, things like, you know, don't let your car run out of gas and have some water and have some stored food that you can always have. The reason we're saying this is not to say that we're implying something is coming in August or that something is going to happen. It's to say, if you're prepared, you can let it go. Otherwise, you're constantly rehashing this energy and you're denying yourself the blessing of the divine guidance that will lift you into your ascended presence. So if it's as simple as saying, okay, so if I've got a couple of bags of beans and a couple of gallons of water and I know my car is never going to be empty and I've got some flashlights and some candles, I'm good. Then you can let that go and focus on the creation of the divine presence. Remember, this first couple weeks in May is the optimum time to do that. So we haven't talked a lot about the second half of May yet, but I promise you we're going to.
Absolutely. So one of the things we also want to do is say hi to some more of our callers who are standing by. So we're going to head to line two and say hello to Sonia from Georgia.
Namaste, Sonia. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you, Sri and Kira. The moment I heard your both of your voices, I got so excited and I felt your energy and I'm so excited to be on the call today. I would love a mini soul reading and just get some guidance as to what's going on right now. I have a lot of angelic presence and I'm having a lot of communication. And I really want to know if you have any insight as to how I could be a clearer channel and do what I need to do here.
Oh, well, thank you for asking. Wow, I am just so honored. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Angel. First and foremost, Sonia, the best gift that I could offer you today is coming directly from these beautiful ones that are standing behind you. And they're kind of like, there's two of them, and they each have a hand on your shoulder, and then they have their hands wrapped around and they're holding. So it looks like a heart, and you look like the center of the heart. So hopefully I can describe that. Imagine if you were standing and there was a being with their left hand on your right shoulder and a being with their right hand on your left shoulder, and then they would be holding their hands in front of you, and it's forming this heart energy. And they're saying, release, relax, and recognize that there is an energy stream that has come forward because your heart is ignited. And they're saying to disengage the need to dissect and engage the gift and you will discover a greater source of energy. Now, the one thing they're also sharing with me is water, 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 drinking water, bathing in water, putting your feet in water even. I'm seeing like a little foot bath and you have your feet in water and you're writing or you're saying something into a recorder. Candlelight, they're loving white candlelight around you, and they're also enjoying jasmine, white flowers or jasmine. So if you're not burning jasmine incense or maybe a jasmine essential oil, but all of that is going to assist you in this moment right now, and to recognize that they're saying your journey is just beginning and that the next 2 years will be a rapid time of escalation. And so it is. I'm really glad you called today, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Everything was spot on. I was smelling jasmine earlier. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of it.
You are so welcome. Go enjoy the jasmine.
Absolutely.
Love you both. Namaste.
We love you too, honey.
Many blessings indeed. And it reminds me to remind you that it is essential that each and every one of us consciously adds to our environment those things that bring us joy.
Yes,
whether
it's
candles or flowers or incense or essential oils, these are important because as we consciously do the things that allow our spirits to be buoyant, we're able to be in service to our own emergence and the emergence of others.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I want to say on this topic is that spiritual expansion is based upon recognizing the truth of your beingness, the truth of your own capacity to love yourself, the divine, and others. And as we grow in our capacity to love, our capacity to anchor peace in our lives, we discover that spiritual texts become reminders, not rules.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Because belief systems and dogma are only useful as they create a sense of peace inside you. So my sense of it all is go for the peace, read less, breathe more, dance more, do your meditations more, and go for the peace. Go for the state of beingness, because even fear is an opportunity to lead you to the deeper understanding of who you are.
Oh, I love that.
And that ultimately will lead you to greater peace and love.
And remember, each one of you, all beings have the capacity to ignite their miracle I am presence. And May is sending out that energy in huge waves of light. And we really encourage you to remember yourself as a miracle maker, to give yourself that gift. Take early May and give yourself that gift. Slow down, see more, revisit, and go to TOSA, T-O-S-A, miracleteam.com, TOSAmiracleteam.com, and learn more about remembering yourself as a miracle maker. This is a conscious moment where being a miracle maker will collectively ignite, and together we meet at that field where trust and love become one, and that's where true power is birthed. And you know, the first Saturday of every month, we have the profound honor of we gather live via telejourney with all of the Miracle Team members, and we all come together and have incredible miracle manifestations. And I'm very excited that the next one is this coming Saturday.
Absolutely. We're going to be live with the Miracle Team.
I'm so excited. And the reason being is that, especially in May, as we are each coming forward with this early month energy, it's about coming together and remembering. Now, if you have a request, a prayer, something that you are needing assistance with, remember, my angels, we have this beautiful free service. It's called The Healing Light. Send it to thehealinglight@selfascension.com. Again, thehealinglight@selfascension.com.
And then you just write in that email what you're choosing to claim in your life, what you're releasing. We do not read these consciously. We place them in a sacred container. And every month at our Miracle Team ceremony, we send love, we send energy, we all declare that the miracles are being manifested
for you.
And
through a process and a ceremony that we were gifted through the Ascended Realms, we have seen incredible magic happen. So that's one way to release your fear. Why not release it to thehealinglight@selfascension.com. Now, we have not talked about the second half of May, so we need to talk about that for sure. But before we do, why don't we say hi to a caller or two, Sri?
All right. We've got a first-time caller standing by on line three. Let's say hi to Angie from Seattle.
Namaste, Angie. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. Thank you for taking my call. I love you so much. Thank you for your contribution to everyone on the planet. It's so greatly appreciated, and I love you so much. I was hoping for a mini soul reading also. Any insights and thoughts into the next few months for my husband and I? We are going to be embarking on a new spiritually minded medical journey. And
yes,
anything
are.
That could pop up that you feel we need to know and our higher selves feel we need to know would be much appreciated.
Well, thank you. I am, first of all, wow. Yeah, you guys have big, big months ahead of you. I mean, the minute you started even speaking, I was like, wow, did I see that? So here's the first thing that came in, and they said, remember that the two of you is where your truth lies. And they're showing me, it's like I'm watching the two of you and you're embracing each other, staring into each other's eyes. And I'm seeing a cocoon of protection energy swirling. It's at the base of your feet. It's like a golden crystalline ray. And it's spiraling, spiraling up, 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 up. And it's like sealing the two of you together. And they're saying that, near the beginning of August, to be careful of lies. And so I'm going to, they don't normally say stuff like that, but I'm just going to share it out. I'm just going to say it, that there's just going to be some information you're going to receive in the beginning of August that's not quite correct. And so the two of you will look at each other and you will know immediately where you need to go, what you need to do, and that you are on the beginning of what is going to be an extraordinary mission. And the love and the blessings that are going to not only come your way are also going to be, it's like this beautiful mirror. Everything you give out is going to return to you like 1,000%. And so step forward, move forward, know the truth, and stay true to each other, and everything else is going to evolve beautifully. This is the beginning of something that's going to last much longer than a few months. And it's also going to be, it's like a woven energy in the rest of your life. So thank you. I love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Love you so much. Thanks for that.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Whoo.
Well, petty blessings. And I indeed am reminded of how important it is, if we're in sacred partnership,
yes,
to recognize that the one plus the one still equals one.
And what a beautiful month for that, because that's the overarching energy of May. Remember that while we're in this engage energy for 4 months, May is about being one with our divine nature. And that is the ultimate sacred union, is it not?
Absolutely.
When we allow the soul to come forward and lead, because we can love our humanity, love ourselves enough, love the one and the one. And this is where May becomes very powerful, because May in and of itself is a month that's a one and a one. We have the first half of May and we have the second half of May. So as we mentioned, May 1 to 13, slow down. Don't let anything get too overwhelming. Revisit, collect, stay in motion. Things will start manifesting. The second half of May is about the response, the way that you bring all this beautiful revelation forward. The second half of May is the training ground for respond or react, and it's where that beautiful field of trust and love will invoke the power that is yours to claim and command.
And this power is almost like a calm ocean,
yeah,
within an environment of outer chaos. That as we
or outer peace, it depends upon which dimensional experience you're in.
Absolutely. Where are you going to anchor? What are you going to look at and focus on? As we are inviting you to use the metaphor of the storm to say we are moving into the calm center where there's blue skies overhead,
yeah,
and all of that
yummy
spinning darkness that's out on the periphery is not for me right now.
That's
right?
The dream. That's the
right
illusion.
Right now, I'm cultivating,
yeah,
my presence, and through presence is power. True power comes from presence. It does not come from seeking to control outer transient stuff.
No, not at all.
And as we use this opportunity to deepen our sense of presence, to deepen our trust, we'll move into the latter half of May with a sense of resolve, with a sense of responsiveness.
And the ability to manifest. And that's the key, guys, is that if you allow the first half of May to really gift you with this recognition of engaging, because remember, this is all about engage. Everything's engaging. So if you gift yourself with becoming familiar with your ascended frequency, with really becoming one with your divine nature, then the second half of May, you're out there creating and responding and being and doing, and everything seems to click. It's literally like every door opens. May is magical if you allow it to be. The opposite of that is going to be the constant reaction. And honestly, my loves, the most unhappy person on the planet is the constant reactor, because a constant reactor does not understand the peace-filled presence that can be gained through the polarity. The constant reactor is addicted to the polarity. This is the one that's going to bed worried about the future, waking up wondering what happened overnight, obsessed with things that are negative, sharing everything that's negative. You have a choice. Slow down right now. Pay attention. See the wider picture. If you are engaged with someone who is giving you the fear, who is constantly reminding you of their third dimensional drama, witness them from the wider space. Love them because they are afraid. Love them for helping you see your own sights of fear, and love yourself through it to find the other side of it.
Beautifully said. And the key to slowing down is to breathe consciously. That's one of the first gateways.
It's a great way to respond, isn't it? Respond.
Take a breath and interrupt the habit of the knee-jerk reaction.
Well, you know, we're getting really close to the end of the show, but let's see if we can sneak another caller.
Well, we have another first-time caller standing by, so let's go to line 4 and say hello to Andrew from Virginia.
Namaste, Andrew. Welcome.
Namaste. How are you?
We are delighted to say hi to you.
I just want to say you two are awesome, and I've been watching your shows, and this is the first time I've called in live. And it's really because the energy's been really intense. Everything that you have said in your message, I have felt and understand, and I just want to get your guidance on some stuff that's coming up in May and how I should deal with it.
Oh, thank you for asking. Andrew, wow, you are, first and foremost, I just want to say you're a blessing. You're a total blessing on the planet. You're a total blessing in the energy that you carry. And here's the message, and it's because we're running so short on the show, but I'm glad you got on. The guides around you are saying, pay attention to what you have already heard, apply it without hesitancy, stay firm in the resolve of who you are, and you will walk through to the other side, restored, renewed, and ready to take on the next chapter. You're at a major, the word I would use is crossroad in your life right now, but the path is already determined. You just need to not waver. Everything's going to work out for you. Quite frankly, you've got a great June ahead of you, and you're going to flourish through this time as long as you remain true to you. And I am so glad you got through. I'm just throwing my arms around you. I love you. Many blessings, Andrew. Namaste.
Much love to you. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Woo, Shri. Wow.
Well, wow indeed, because we are all traveling on this ocean of unfoldment and enjoying the journey.
We are. And remember, guys, there's more to enjoy. Get to YouTube, Official Shri and Kira. Watch the video. If you've got us live right now, give us about 2 hours. It'll be up. If you're in the archives, it's already up. Get to ShriAndKiraRadio.com and read the blogs. Get the current one. Did you post it yet?
No, it'll probably be in the morning.
Okay.
We'll see if it'll happen yet today or
all
not.
All right. There'll be another fresh blog. Write us, join us, put into action the divine blessing of your union with the soul, and that's how you change the world. That's how we shift the drama into the ascended presence.
The key is to love yourself into that peaceful, relaxed, connected presence that is your birthright, I am contented.
And I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And beloved ones, you are guided all truly as well. Breathe it, know it, share the presence, because you are the blessing.
And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you take that deep breath and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.